This is GQDN for Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line, put in the word quest as the promo code, and you get 25% off of your purchase. Very good stuff. I'm still drinking it, as you can tell. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of stuff in there, people. Go check it out. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have an Atari update. We still got some things on sale. And could Rockstar make another Red Dead Redemption? Well, we got to start with what happened there yesterday. According to PC Gamer, Grand Theft Auto dropped its first trailer for GTA 6. It was indeed 1 minute and 30 seconds. I watched the whole thing a couple times. And as far as what we can tell, we can see a female protagonist, which is quite possible. And we also saw her pairing up with a male protagonist. We also seen some social media influences. And this will be happening in Vice City, Miami, Florida. So that is all we know so far. But according to PC Gamer, it was the number one view on YouTube, which had almost 61 million views to it. Maybe over 61 million, who knows. Now, it was released early because someone hacked its systems, therefore pushing an update to YouTube. So it pushed the trailer forward and made things official. So it was going to come out this week anyway. But did it come out a couple days early? Well, we'll see. This will be discussed on the Saturday show. But what will be happening with GTA 6? PC Gamer did add, it will be available for all the consoles. That is what they're thinking right now. But it is not yet available for PC. Because look, GTA 5 did not come to PC, at least on its release. Now, PC Gamer was also talking about the frame rate. And that was, the Xbox Series S was running a GTA 6 limited frame rate. But if it does come to PC, PCs will be able to ramp that up. That's according to the article. They also showed some higher traffic, basically cars on the roads. So we're not talking any technical details here, but more population as well. But could there be any ray tracing to it? That is questionable right now. It is possible, but we will have to wait and see. They were also talking about some mod support to it. So anything that's going to be like any live updates to it will be a very interesting thing. So once again, we're going to keep our eyes on it, of course, and see what happens. Now keep in mind, in 2 days, the Game Awards will be live. I will be streaming it on twitch.tv/chillspace. And you can react with me if you want. That stream will begin roughly 7 to 7:15 Eastern Time, because the Game Awards starts at 7:30 Eastern Time. So we shall see what happens there. But the WCCF Tech did give us that reminder, because the Player's Voice Award was indeed announced, which you can vote right now. And you will be looking at Cyberpunk 2077, for this particular award, Spider-Man or Marvel Spider-Man 2, Baldur's Gate 3, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Genshin Impact. So make your vote. Go to thegameawards.com and make your vote, like I just did. I'm not telling you which one. Anyway, IGN gave us the next three articles. Skyrim Special Edition will get some mods and a paid content revamp. So Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim did receive a mod revamp on both PlayStation 4 and 5, and also on the Xbox Series, which is One Access PC. And Bethesda did say that there will be a mod content in the special edition. That was via their blog post. So here's what they said, quote, "In continuing to evolve with Skyrim community, we are excited to announce Bethesda's Game Studios creations, an updated way for players to discover, download, and play community-made content, and the evolution of the Content Club program. Creations enhances how creators develop and showcase their works to Skyrim fans on a variety of platforms. Now, the special edition has a creation menu and a creation kit tool that now has a resource pack and some scripting assets. The Creation Club credits have been rebranded as Creation Credits and now going into, or they will be going into the game on December 12th, so in 1 week. Now, IGN, being IGN, also said that Arthur Morgan, actor, did say that Red Dead Redemption 3 will be made. Now, Roger Clark played Arthur Morgan, and that was the playable protagonist of Redemption 2. But he was talking about Red Dead Redemption 3. So here's what he said. Quote, "It just dawned on me that there's no reason whatsoever for GT 5 Online to slow down. Graphics still hold up. It's completely different city. GTA 6 won't replace it. They'll both be around for us all to enjoy. Rockstar is going to head further into the stratosphere." For the quote, "I am certain we will see Red Dead Redemption 3 one day. When that will be, I have absolutely no idea. Don't count on Arthur's involvement either. His story has been told, I feel." Now, there is no indication right now that Rockstar is working on Red Dead Redemption 3, but give it a year and we will see. Not being harsh, but if you want a promo code for an Xbox wireless controller, yep, here's the sale. Well, from IGN again. The controller is on sale. So if you use the code MXBOXWH on the Lenovo store at checkout, you could actually pay $35 for an Xbox controller. And there's a few other Xbox deals going on right now too, such as Assassin's Creed Mirage, down to $35. Dead Space, $8 for the Game Pass Ultimate members. And the Diablo 4 bundle is still available for $350. So there you go. Lots of good stuff there. There are even more deals, because VG247 did say that the PlayStation deals are still going on, but also there's going to be some multiplayer access for the PlayStation Plus members on the 9th and 10th. So Sony is offering some people the PlayStation Plus subscription, so that way they can jump into multiplayer for free this weekend. The free multiplayer does start on December 9th at 12:01 your local time, and it goes through December 10th at 11:59 p.m. your local time. So if that's what you want to do, then if you have PlayStation, doesn't matter which one, you can do it. We end today with Atari. Push Square did say that there's going to be 12 more titles coming to the 2600 Classics. Among them, some of these are new title, or some of these you have never seen before. Adventure 2, which is a homebrew. Maze Craze, Aquaventure, which is a prototype, same as Save Mary, and Circus Atari 2600, along with others. Sounds interesting, yes? Words are indeed hard. We will see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Hopefully my voice gets better. But until tomorrow, go play some games, people.